Hey, Oribu. It's all one word, and it's 25 past eight. Bit croaky. I've really had this cold, stroke sinusitis for, this is coming into week five now, next week. It's not good. I think it is getting better. Well, I want to say it's getting better. But, you know, sometimes I get these relapses of sinus pain. Not good. Anyway, so I'm out walking a dog. We've been out all day. We went to a place called Lower Woodford, and I've recorded some audio from there. Actually, I might put it out later. At Lower Woodford is a pub called the Wheat Sheaf. It is a fantastic pub, country pub. In a beautiful little hamlet, all thatched roofs, you know. I suppose you have to have plenty of money to live there, like. Beautiful place. Yeah, I mean, if you're driving through it, you're only driving for about 2 minutes. Little windy road, narrow road. But my girls, incidentally, were cheerleading with their Sarum Stars cheerleading group. And the purpose of that was a fete was being held in the grounds of the pub to raise money for Macmillan Cancer Support. Is that the correct name? Charity. And I think they might have made some money. Very, very busy place. It's quite upmarket, but upmarket in a country sort of way. It's a beautiful place. So we were there, and we had lunch there, and moseyed on back onto the 303, and then the M3 to Basingstoke, so I could buy some new boots. I say new, I should say another pair, really, shouldn't I? I've got the 10 and 10 coming up, and after some careful thinking, I thought, after my recent escapades along the Roman Wall, I wouldn't wear my mammoth boots. So, just in case it is going to be a bit wet on the 10 and 10, I'm going to... my Salomon boots wouldn't be any much cop because they've developed holes in the top. How the hell are you getting in the... Oh, I'm lost. Am I lost? The vegetation has grown over the entrance into the wood. Oh, God, never mind. So, Molly! Come here, good girl. Got some more dog walkers coming. Oh, and a rabbit. God. Plenty of wildlife tonight. Just pulled two blinking ticks off the dog as well. They were crawling on. But it's all... Well, let me describe where I am. I'm kind of in a farmer's field. Well, the edge of a farmer's field. Moll, come here, good girl. At the foot of the Kiwi Hill. I don't know what this crop is going to be. Wheat, you know, of some description. I would imagine. I'm quite surprised it's not come on more already, actually. But never mind. So there's kind of an unofficial footpath that people have created up the side. And that field is massive. It's a bit of a quadrilateral shape. But to be honest, from me now, actually from where I am to the furthest point away, which is kind of directly in front of me as I look east... northeast is about 450 meters, I would say, but I suppose it could be just as wide. As I say, it's a bit of a funny shape. So that's opened up kind of from as I look, you know, I'm traveling up the edge, but if I turn 90 degrees to my left, that's kind of the furthest point away. The main road is off to my left, It's about 150 metres down to my left or so, 200 metres down to my left. And that runs from my left and kind of diagonally, so to my kind of centre of point of view, and then away into the distance. Up to the right, on the, if I turn 90 degrees to the right now, which is in the direction in which I'm walking, I've got the kiwi right in front of me. It's a bit, there's a gap in the trees. I can see a bit of the kiwi, and that's a, it's a kiwi in chalk and flint on the in the shape of a kiwi on the hill that was left by the New Zealanders when they left here at the end of the First World War. I think it might have been, or Second World War. I think it's the First World War. Never mind. And all that, that hillside which stretches probably a kilometre to my left. I can't see any further to my right, but I know it stretches about probably 2 kilometres to my right. It's covered, that hillside is covered in hawthorn and other bushes and gorse and things like that. The weather today has been funny. Last night I was tempted with going out for a bit of a wild camp with my Polish Lavu teepee. I was gagging to get out, and so I packed all my kit, and then I looked out the checked the weather again, and the weather was constantly changing. It was definitely going to rain from 1 a.m. until 11 a.m. the next day, as in today. So I thought, no, I'm not doing that. I really want to keep the Lavu a bit of a fair weather camp, really, because it's canvas, and when it gets wet, it gets heavy, and it's just a shelter, really. It's not a tent, so I might get something coming in the bottom. So I didn't want to take it if it was gonna rain. So did it rain last night? No. When did it rain? 10 to 9 this morning. But it absolutely hoofed it down for about 2 hours. Like thunder, not thunder, but storm-like rain. So I was kind of glad of that, but I was a bit hacked off because I thought, oh, it's going to rain and rain and rain. Actually, you know, we left the house at, well, by the time we left the house, the sun was out and it was blazing hot. It was a little bit humid. It's actually a little bit humid now. The ground that I'm walking on must have been saturated. All snails and slugs are out, and then they've obviously been dried up by the sun. So seeing lots of frazzled casualties here. So the weather now, there's that kind of lovely warmness has kind of worn off. Actually, there's a little bit, it's a little bit cool in the air, you know. But that might be an effect of the damp ground, actually. But this way, love. Come on, Molly. This way, we'll go down here tonight. Good girl. But tonight, I'm going out in the Lavu. So I'm wearing another pair of Salomon boots. This time, I've gone for a different model. The first two models I had were the same, the Cosmic. I think they're called Cosmic. And I've gone for a different model, which actually they feel a tiny little bit different inside. If I'm to be perfectly honest, they don't feel as... they feel a little bit more flat in the insole. I may be wrong, because I've been wearing big clumpy Mindel boots all day, which are... not really very good for walking in, the ones that I've got. I don't believe, really, they're very good for walking in. The Mindel boots that I do have, incidentally. I don't know what model they are. But these ones feel a little bit different to my other Salomon boots. Moll, come on. She's chasing the rabbits. So I'm walking. I've actually turned. I've done a bit of a hairpin turn now. And I'm walking back down against the direction that I've just been walking in, through a wood. So it's full of birdsong now, and it's very shady, and it's very muddy, because it's obviously with the rain today, I'm trying to, get as much as I can into these boots before the 10 and 10, but I know they don't need breaking in that much really, or they don't need, you know, don't need walking in that much to break them in, having had two pairs of Salomon boots already. And the difference, actually, one of the other differences between these and to the other, actually, the other two models that they do three models that are fairly similar. Come on. Don't want her going out my sight so she can roll in fox poo, because I won't be happy. But one of the differences, these are shorter. They're about an inch shorter on the, you know, on the top. And I can feel that actually. And I didn't want that. I was umming and ahhing. Molly. Incidentally, the main difference that I was considering. Come here. Jesus, disobedient little dog. It's because she hasn't eaten, you see, because the cats were there. She won't eat if the cats are there. Molly, come here. One of the main differences between all the Salomon boots, these kind of textile suede or other material boots, is they've got two different technologies in the sole. They're called the 3D and the 4D chassis. The 3D chassis, I've talked about this before, but very briefly, the 3D chassis is like a prong in the 4 foot of the, you know, from the arch to the toe, there's a prong, one going down the left-hand side, one going down the right-hand side. Whereas in the 4D chassis, it's a plate going from the arch to the toe. And I found that straight away, the 4D chassis was much tougher to walk in initially. They're still like trainers. They are still like trainers to walk in. They're brilliant boots. But I did actually prefer the 3D model. I also thought the 3D model, the upper, so from the sole up, was a lot softer. But in a positive way, not in a non-supportive way, but a lot softer. And the laces were of a, the actual construction of the laces was different to the 4D Mark IIs that I had and have actually still got. So these ones are a different construction, so hopefully they won't develop that problem. But I am going to contact Salomon and see what they have to say. I've got these a little bit wet. Salomon have brought out a boot a couple of months ago. It's basically the same boot as I'm wearing now, except they've got this, you know, this suede-y, this tough suede. Well, the boots I'm wearing now are kind of interspersed with textile material and this suede, but then these new boots, they're called whatever, I can't remember what model these are, whatever they are, premium, or they're all this hard suede from the sole up. But they're 150 quid, and I thought, well, hey, they're basically the same thing. So I just went for these, which were quite, well, a third of that less. You know, they're very nearly 50 quid cheaper. So I'm wearing them now. So they are like trainers. They're brilliant. Slippy. They're good soles, but oh god, those bloody pigeons above. So I want to get out in the lavoo tonight. Oh god almighty, the rain has brought down the cow parsley as well. Let me just navigate past this. There we go. So I want to get out in the lavoo tonight, and I also want to test out my little, what's it called? What's the company? ECO? ECU? A little candle lantern. I haven't tried it yet. Oh, fly central here. Flying bug central. So I'll go home, drop the dog off. I don't want to take her because it's still a little bit damp underneath, and she'll only drag crap into me. sleeping area. Not literally poo, obviously, but mud. Tell you what, these Bear Grylls survivor trousers, they don't stop nettles. Oh, right leg's nettled to hell. Molly, come out. Yeah, to me. To me. Good girl. Oh. Ah, ah. Right. Sit. Look at me. Good girl. Go on, straight across. Good girl. She waits. I could give a hand signal. I could even give a twitch of my head. And what I've trained her to do is she'll wait at the curb. I'll cross the road and, you know, I'll twitch with my head, you know, as though to say, come on. And she'll react to the command positively. So springers, they're really good, but they need a lot of attention. Well, I don't want to say attention, but they, you know, you have to keep them busy, I think is the phrase. But Molly's a really good dog. Good girl. Wait, yeah, she looks back to see where I am. Come here, good girl. She always scouts out ahead of me about 20 metres. And she'll stop. She'll look. Come here, not that. Jesus. She'll always stop and look back to see where I am. And she walks along. It's like this kind of clockwork movement in her head. She'll trot along. Head goes down, head goes up, head goes down, head goes up. So it's quite good. Oh, there's one of the doctors running. No, he's a dentist. He's a dentist. My dentist. Oh. Oh. All right, sorry. All right, all right. I wasn't watching where I was going there, and he actually, I moved to my right so he could continue running along the path, but he moved to his left. He nearly ran in me. That's my dentist. Really, really nice fella, actually. Oh, what a night it is. If I'm to be honest, it's a little bit muggy, and if we were in somewhere like Keel the Forest now, the midges would be absolutely crazy. They'd be out in force and they'd be angry. Come here to me. She knows that when there's a car coming, there's danger about. So yeah, I'm glad I'm not anywhere any midgy populated areas. Okay. So, got about a K and a half before I get home. So I'll sign off for now and probably send a few audio boos out, or one long one or one short one. Either way, I'm going to do an audio boo later on, aren't I? Ciao for now.
All one word. One word. Out. Out. Out.